You mentioned the controversial issue of the fact that in the major adjuvant trials, the bevacizumab continued beyond the chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting. What's your take on that? I understand the rationale as well. Let's try to sort of do everything now, and if we can sort of determine later on that we can sort of pull back on that, we can do that. How do you think that's going to play out eventually?
Yeah, I think clinical trials need to be approached first for proof of principle. And if one had to pick a recipe to help identify what might be the best effect, where there may be synergy with chemotherapy, and there may be some static effect with monotherapy in this adjuvant setting, the design of some overlap with chemo and then some additional time on monotherapy, I think is a reasonable place to start, given resources. I think at some point, it would have been nice if the resources had been available to have an additional arm, which would have had the 6 months of chemo with anti-VEGF therapy alone, to be able to truly identify the incremental improvement from the additional therapy. Now, with that, once there's proof of principle, one can actually come up with a number of scenarios that may make sense, including some interesting data that suggests that maybe 3 months of chemotherapy may be as good as six. Now, that's not sufficient to change practice at this juncture, but what the exact design of a follow-up positive study would be, I actually think may have several variations on the theme, and therefore getting a clean proof of principle experiment done and then following it up is a very reasonable approach.